Kum lernen a blad gemara. We're up to the samach zayin amad aleph. We did the Mishnah already, which is that if you sell a chatzar, you sell only the main things, which is the house, but you don't sell the things which are portable. If you said everything inside, then even things that are portable that are directly related to what you sell. But you don't sell the bathhouse because it's totally different use, or the olive press, totally different use. Now, Beleza says if you sell a courtyard, you're only selling the space, the house is not included. We're up to the Gemara. If you sell a yard, of samach zayin amad aleph, the word. Sorry.
The box.
The box of tissues there. Okay. Talk about we learn. Hamoich is a chotz. If you sell a yard, b'mocha, botim ha-chitzoinim, you sold the outer houses, u'botim ha-pnimim, and also the inner houses, the only way to get to the inner is through the outer. Everything is included. Also, base ha-chosoyes, you had these quarries, all these for sand, where they used to make glass out of. And chanuyas psuche l'teicha, any stores open into the chatzah is included. Nimkaris, all included. Usha ain psuche l'teicha, but if the door was not open to the chatzah. Oh, look who's here. Shalom aleichem. Baruch Hashem, oh, you're still there. Wow. Kol hakavod. Usha ain psuche l'teicha, the store does not, we're not samach zayin about the first white line. Usha ain psuche l'teicha, but if the store is not open to the courtyard, ain nimkaris, ima does not get sold with it. We're in the second white line. In the milling mara, psuches lekan ulekan. If you have a store with a door facing the yard and a door facing the street, elu nukarizima will get sold with it. It gets sold with the courtyard because it has a door into the courtyard. However, Rabbi Lezer says hamoichir as a chotzer. First, if you sell a courtyard lemachar, you don't sell elam ilusa shel chotzer, the airspace of the courtyard. The houses are not included. Nothing included. Amma, you just said before, psuchas lekan lekan, the store is open to both places, to the courtyard and out into the street. Nimkaris imot sold with it. Aiva tani rabchi, rabchi himself told us, ain nimkaris imot, it's not included with the sale. Like kasha. It's not a question. Hadarev tashmishtayu legoyev, most of the patronage to that store comes from within the courtyard. I'm not sure how you can make a living having a store facing a courtyard, and that's where most, how many people live in the chatzar. Nevertheless, then it's considered part of the chatzar. Hadarev tashmishtayu lebab, but if most of the patronage comes from people outside, then it's outside. If he told him dirta, which usually means a dwelling, then definitely he wanted to sell the house. The word, instead of dirasa or dirta, he said darta. Darta sounds like a courtyard. The garden, the courtyard. Means the house as well. Because the shaydish of darta, dirta is pretty similar. Ikidam is another version. Pufaket. Amar Rabba says, I have your Gemara here because we need the picture, but we have another picture as well. Here, take it. But you got to say, you need a chair. You need a chair somewhere. In the dining room, in the lunchroom, there's a chair there. Should be. You got my mother say, Amar Rabbi, Idam Alei Darta, Kulela Piggy, Idam Achleik, Idam Bati Mash, but Darta definitely means a house. Keep Idam Alei Chotzer. Even Darta, Dirta means the same thing. You don't mean the same thing. If you use the word Chotzer, what did you mean when you say Chotzer? Masav a Chotzer, Avira Mashma, the airspace. So Masav a Kich Chotzer a Mishkan, like the Chotzer Mishkan, which had a house right in the middle. The Mishkan.
Courtyard.
Well, the courtyard means the dealers. Okay. I guess, yeah. If he sold him chulsis, he sold him that sand quarry, you know, to make glass out of umetzula. Metzula was a dry riverbed. The best place to find alluvial gold or whatever it is in a dry riverbed. So they used to, like in the Ballarat, you know, that little river over there. You stand there by the little creek and you try to, with the little pots and pans. So he sold these two things. Now, the two unrelated things, because this is for sand to create glass, and this is to search for gold nuggets or whatever, or a piece of silver, shavings, or whatever it was. If you made a chazok in the sand, you're not kind of the metzula, the dry riverbed, and herzik metzula, the kind of chulsa, two different uses. So when ain't it's not so, Shmuel said, if somebody sold you 10 fields, but in 10 different countries, one vendor sold you 10 properties around the world. If you made a chazaka, one, you kind of all them, provided that the Rishbam said a few times, you paid for the whole lot. If you only paid for half of it, you'll only be kind of half, because the vendor doesn't want you to be kind of until you pay out. That's why we need to wait for him to say, because he might not be happy. He wants you to pay out first. So we answer, it was very different. Hosmu the sadnar chadid. The logic is that the handkerchief of the world is one big thing. They're all the same use. So all connected, and they're all the same use. Abul hachavir, all these plates on the ground, they all connect each other. Hachavir tashmichud hadimichud, two separate uses. You could have me other say, Amar Rav Nachman, herzig b'chus. Rav Nachman says, herzig b'mechus. Chus is kone mepsula. I'm not saying you are kind of. Think about Pshita, Funk Faket. Opposite, what well, is so obvious. A minute ago we said there's a kasha, now everything's obvious. Not much more machala, yes, a sadas, vahulu. Nay, Mao, I would have thought Hosumu the Sadat, the Chad of Lachatish, I would have thought it doesn't work because they're separate uses. Kamashalan, that because they're both land, they still can.
What you mean saying that the whole world.
The whole world's connected. Under the river, all these plates. Look at the topography of the world.
And what's that got to do with my ownership or his ownership? Or
therefore, it's not like. If they're two disparate properties, you made a chazaka here, how's that going to help over there? By metalkalin, we say it's bottled to the carcass, so agav carcass, you can have somewhere else. But over here, one carcass is not bottled to another carcass. So how in the world is it that if you make kinyan this carcass, I'll be kinyan the carcass? Unless they're connected physically. So they are. Okay, Mishnah, here we need some pictures. The yam is the vat. The vat is sold, the es, and you also sold the es hamamal. The Gemara will explain what a mamal is. A mamal is that screw. It crushes the whole thing. The es hapsula, psulas are the two boards on the side holding up that plank that goes across right there. You see in the bottom, middle picture, the big one there. You see the plank over there, the top of the plank right there? So there's two sides holding it up. That's called the psulas. Avaloi mocha, you did not sell us avidim. You did not sell the boards on the bottom. Under the screw, and the bottom should be a whole bunch of boards, the bottom of the screw. Right above the vat. Was it? I don't know. I can't see from here. Yeah, the boards. Yeah, that's it. The pressing boards. Yeah, where's the vat?
The vat is there.
Exactly. See, these are the boards that are exactly. So, okay, these are the boards that are used to pressure down. So hold it. Okay, let's hold it in the middle because it's good. Question is like
you only buy what do you do?
The rule is this. So the rule is the Rishbam says anything which is fixed. Anything that's fixed. Is sold with it. Anything that's like the wooden planks that are, you can take them away are not sold. For example, Le'machi not sold avidim, these pieces of wood, because they can be taken out and put back in. Vesagalgal, the wheel, the levy, whatever you call it, that brings it up and brings it down. The winding, something, the gal, the wheel, what do you want to call them when you have the name? The lever that you use to bring up.
They are part of the.
No, there's something on a fix into it, screwed on, and something that, you know, portable. You put it on, take them out, you take them off. That's like Kaide, the beam. There's another beam, a beam that crisscrossed those. There's a whole bunch of beams on the bottom, and there's another beam underneath that sits on top of the olives that you're about to crush. Before you bring the olives there, you already crushed them previously in a lechaim. You already broke them down. You have to break them down, then you bring them here to. Get to squeeze them out. So this kaita, so there's a bunch of wood on top of this kaita. This kaita also is not considered part of the furniture. However, it's match. I'm like, who v'chol mashav teichay? This and everything included. How do you call it mechurim? Rabbi Lezer says, hamoicher beis habad mocher the kaita. No, that kaita is pivotal. Like you're saying, it's pivotal to the activity of the beis habad. So therefore, it's sold with it. Says the Gemara, yam. What's yam? Yam is the vat to lafch. It looks like a bar, like a lentil. Mama, what's his mama? Mama, mafarchata, like the mortar. That's the screw. Besula, besula. These are the two sides, the flanks, the planks of wood that flank the whole thing, and they hold up that screw thing.
Isn't it funny? Rababa bar mama is the one who defines what's a mama.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, very good. You noticed that.
Very often.
That's it. Now he wants to know why he's called. He is the son of the. Okay, of the mafarchesis. Shemamid is going to hold up the beam. Avidim, what's Avidim? Avidim is kifshe. Avidim are those boards that you place on top of the olives. And chumrus, and galgo, what's the wheel? Chumrus, so that's that lever that you pull up and you wind back. And kaita is kaita. Everyone knows what a kaita is. Whichever country it is, it's called a kaita. So you did sell the boards, that's how you kavim. And you also sold the actual vat. The es hamafachosis and the screw, the es erichaim and the milasachainis, because you need a mill as well as part of the process. And we learned before already, you only saw the bottom one, which is fixed. Avaloyayin, at the top one, it was mancha, amalahuomatoichev, he said everything included that it kulam mechudim. Benkach, regardless, leimachar, you did not sell. Loyes avidim, you did not sell those other boards. Veloyes sakin, not the sack. Loyes amatsufin, not the thing made out of leather. I guess these are things you put the olives in afterwards. The beam is included. Even the beam is portable, but that main beam that you place and let just sits there and squeezes and let the oil ooze out is included, even though it's portable. This is pivotal to the activity of the Beis Habad. It has this heavy, heavy beam that sits on top of the olives and it crushes them. That's what it's all about. So obviously, when you're selling an olive press, you're selling that. Next mission, you sell a bathhouse, the wood that is on the floor that people walk barbers, they wore barefoot, they walk around. So that they shouldn't get fungus or whatever it is, it shouldn't be on the damn floor, is not part of the sale. Because again, they are portable, they can move away. nor the buckets that hold the water, because these are portable items. The ez hakolonius, nor the towel, a blown towel. As Man Shomulev, he said, he v'chol mashav teicha had a kulon mechun osold. Benkach or benkach, regardless. Leimochan, you did not sell es hamegoyda shalmayim, the rooms that you hold the water, that, you know, the creeks of water, whatever it is, that you, like, the pool of water where it comes from is not part of the sale. But lo yesay tzadish leitzim, nor the houses, the warehouses where you store the wood, which you use to warm up the bathhouse, because these, you have other uses for the wood. You need it for log fire for your house to warm up your house. It doesn't, it's not a dedicated use to the bathhouse. I say, water, you need water for other purposes, not just the bathhouse. So therefore, they're not included in the sale, unless you specifically include them. You did sell the house that you put in the wood after you washed. After you wash yourself and you take out these boards where people stand on and you put them there to dry or something, that house that you store them is included. There's base how you cover him, and so to the house that you base how you come in, and you that's the house that you keep there the barrels to store the barrels that you can use the water. Or it is some kind of a handkerchief that they used to use to, a sweat band. They used to put sweat bands around the head so that if it gets very hot in the Beis HaMerchetz, they shouldn't sweat. So they had a place where they stored them. The Ezbeis HaSafolim, and where they kept the small jugs, the Ezbeis HaViloyis, or the place where they kept the curtains. They used to have a curtain by the door. Give them a little bit, or towels. What's wrong? Abeloy, so these are all included because these rooms are specifically there meant to cater for the merchats. However, that's because they're fixed items, but the portable items. Abeloy is inside, not the boards themselves. Atzmon. Abeloy, you come in Atzmon, nor these bands, these sweat bands themselves. Abeloy, Safal, nor the jugs, because these are portable. And Abeloy, Abeloy is not the curtains or the towels. Abel is man, Sha'om, Abeloy, he, the whole Masha, but if you include them, Harei, Kula, Machun, Rosal. Benkach, Benkach. You definitely did not include in the sale as habriches, the creeks, hamesapkes leimayim, that provide you the water, because the creeks have other uses besides the bathhouse. Sorry? Yeah, a pool, yeah.
A storage tank.
Yeah, hamesapkes leimayim, that provide water, bein b'meisachama, weather in the summer when the water level is very, very low. So you would have thought in the summer, because there's so little water, probably the only use of this water is going to be for the merchitz. So it should be absconded by the merchitz. It should be secondary to the merchitz. And definitely not the meis hakshamim. Nor is it sold with light-based kinus ha'etzim. Not the house that you store the wood. Because the wood has other uses, so too the house that you store the wood has other uses. You need it for firewood, you need to heat your own house, not just for the merchitz. Therefore, it's not included in the sale. The imam Allah, if he sets in Beis HaMerchitz, the bathhouse, the whole tashmishav, and everything that's used to service it, and I'm selling to you, then kulam mechun, they're all sold. Ahudam lechal, guys, his friend, Beis HaBad, I'm selling you the Beis HaBad, the olive press, and all of its uses. They were these stores that used to sell bread and wine. Outside, they used to spread out over there to dry sesame seeds. And out of sesame seeds, you make oil. And the reason why you dry it is in order to be able to squeeze, extract the oil from it. And this was part of the process. But the main purpose of the store was not to have these sesame seeds to dry. The main purpose was to sell bread and wine. It was a supermarket. a grocery store, but it also did that purpose, had a purpose. And the question was it sold with, you just said Kol Tashmisha, was this, when you sold the chutz and you happen to own the store, did you sell that store as well? Because you're using it also for sesame seeds to dry in order to extract oil. Also, we learned, if you said Beis HaMerchetz and all of it, anything that is there to service the Beis HaMerchetz, how do you call it? And so the same thing over here. So this store also should be sold for should be sold with it for the base of bad. What's the difference? About Tanya Abchiya, didn't we learn Abchiya said ain't kulam mechurin, because Rav Din Abchiya said by a base of bad, if it's not a dedicated use for the olive press, it's not sold with it. It's not a dedicated use. You sell bread there, you sell wine, you sell milk, eggs, other things. El Amar Abash, this is the rule. We had this a few days ago. Chazina, we see how he wrote it. E Amalei Beis Habad V'chol Tashmishav. The Elon Mitzranon, these are the boundaries. We learned before, adding those words and these are the boundaries is superfluous. So why would you add it in? To add something that wasn't included before. Kone, you are Kone. V'iloi, but if not, Le Kone, you are not Kone. Otherwise, it's not, because not a dedicated use. Routine tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.